The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the entertainment and restaurant world of Chicago, is brought to you in part by Howard Frum Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard's your man. HowardFrum.com, 312-332-5999. Ambiance Furniture Outlet, 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights. Save 70% dealing directly with the owner. Call Sam, 312-877-8666. Unknot Mobile Massage. Oh, get rid of the stress and tension in your home and have Beatrice come to your home. Call 224-415-4002. The offices of State Farm, Dan De La Cruz, 630-516-0092, 847-324-9595, and the good folks at Meal Village. Fresh, ready-to-eat meals at www.mealvillage.com or call 1-888-610-2232. And happy, happy Sunday.
Sunny, sunny.
Sunny. Back. We got a little back. It's a little warm. It's feeling like maybe spring is over and summer is here. Hi, I'm Al Breslov, sitting along with Frank Mecha. You're listening to Around the Town Chicago here on WCPT 820. Okay, our phone number here, 773-763-9278. The reason we give you the phone number is so you can call in to win some prizes. If you're a person that likes to listen and watch a little bit online, www.wcpt820.com, and you'll be able to see our smiling faces, because we are smiling, because we're happy. It's a wonderful, wonderful day, right, Frank?
Oh, it's a beautiful day outside.
Okay, the website, aroundthetownchicago.com, is where you should find all the answers you're looking for. God willing. This was moving week, okay? So we moved this week. And one of the things that always scares me, Frank, when you move and you have to unplug the computer that has all this marvelous stuff inside, and then you have to redo it, what can happen to all your stuff along the way?
Oh, trust me, many things can happen.
So my fear was unbelievable. And then, you know, you've met Adam, my grandson, Adam, who's on his way to camp now. But Adam is a genius when it comes to all this stuff. So he said while they were hooking up the computers, you know, the TV sets and doing all that stuff, Adam said, hey, nope. And he comes out and says, you know, everything on there was from 2004. So I updated it. And now you're in the world of 2021 with high speed and all this and all that. I said, oh, great. This is wonderful. And then, of course, he left. And I went to do something on my website.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, I couldn't find my website.
Oh, God.
Then I found it, but I couldn't figure out how to get on my website. So I contacted Peter, Peter Oyle, the young, talented guy who's also my webmaster. Peter was unreachable.
Okay. Of course. He must be enjoying Wisconsin.
Yeah. So from 5:45 in the evening until 3:38 in the morning, because Julia had sent me a review to post, and I had a review to post, I played around and did what I call trial and error. I used my hunt and peck system of hitting fingers and hitting numbers, and lo and behold, it said, hi, welcome to Around the Town Chicago. Password, please. Oh, my God, I forgot my password. We found it, though. Oh. Got it. That everything's posted and I'm feeling good. And I got to tell you, I got to thank the guys who helped me with some of this, like Warren and Steve Schoen from USA Satellite. Their guys know how to do it. Their employees are unbelievable. They came out, they took the TVs down from one place, put everything and labeled which room they go to so the movers didn't screw up. Because, you know, large screen TVs all look alike.
Yeah.
And we got it there. And then he came back the next day. Lamont came, put everything in place. He puts it in a way where you don't see any wires. amazing man, amazing, and he knows more about Comcast, I think, than Comcast does, and he got everything working. One of them wasn't working. I had to go back and get a new little box, and now we've got TV, and we've got high def now.
Ooh, very nice.
We never had that before. So instead of Jane saying we need new TVs, she said, wow, you got new TVs.
Look at how sharp that TV screen is.
Wow. She was like really excited. So what are they? If you, anybody needs help with giant screen TVs or any TVs, 800-433-4558, USA, they are fantastic. They're over in Highland Park, but they cover more than the North Shore. I think they go everywhere. Great stuff.
I know. TV, it's changed so much, the things that you have to do. So, and I'm getting more stupid with each new
Well, because they have all the smart stuff going on. We're not as smart. So I want to remind people that what we do is talk about theater, talk about dining. Theater is open. Theater is happening. And this week, Frank and I both went to see the same play with different leading ladies. So we went to the Skokie Theater, beautiful downtown.
Beautiful little theater.
Downtown Skokie with lots and lots and lots of free parking. It was really, really easy. And Frank went Thursday night and I went Friday afternoon because there are two ladies that play the main role, which is the Bubby.
Right.
Okay, so the name of the show. Frank, why don't you talk about what you saw and how you liked it.
So I saw Cooking with Bubby, and I saw it with Jan Shiven.
Slavin.
She is, you know what? She's the perfect Bubby to me. She had that look, you know, the hair, the voice, everything, the mannerism. It's a wonderful show, and I like the fact that they did a great idea. They used a green screen. So instead of producing a kitchen on stage, everything was on a green screen. And then they had these huge TV sets on the sides that you can watch and see exactly what it's going to look like.
It's like a monitor. You're in what is, they're taping a show.
Right.
Okay. A TV show. I don't know if it's supposed to be a cable TV show or a local TV show. I didn't see your good friend Mike there who does your show.
Yeah, Mike was there Thursday with me.
Oh, okay. But he wasn't running the camera.
No.
Okay. So what's interesting about this is it's a lot of Jewish humor. Now, being non-Jewish, Frank, did you get all the jokes?
I got it because, remember, I was born and raised in Skokie.
Oh, that's right. Who am I kidding? Those jokes are your jokes. Okay, so it's what it is. It's an 80-minute show. Mm-hmm. During the 80 minutes, you're at a taping of a show where the Bubby is doing the cooking. Okay, so
she's making her brisket.
Right, she's making brisket, and she never really, really cooks
no, no,
at all. It's like you're in on it, and you're meeting all these things. So Cooking with Bubby also has, there's Bubby, there's the Bubettes, which are a little chorus line, because mm-hmm. this is a musical, boys right. and girls. There are some wonderful little songs in there, and it's kind of a cute show.
The scenes, you know, the way they're set and the way they changed outfits so quickly and just nice. I mean, it was just, everything was just done perfectly.
Yeah, I saw Carla Gordon. Now, Carla Gordon is, both of these ladies are really known
throughout other areas.
As a comedian. Yes. One's a comedian. Jan is really more a comedian. In fact, she's played up at the Continental a couple times, too.
Okay.
She's more of a comedian, and then she does some cabaret. Carla is a cabaret person, has been for, literally, I won't say how old, I don't know, but she is a Bubby, and she looks like a Bubby. And it's really, really kind of a fun show. The songs are cute. Everything about it is, you know, I think Wayne directed it and did a really nice job. The Bubettes, these three young ladies that are the chorus line, were really good. Some good talent. And in my case, I didn't realize it, but you know, I'm very big on looking at the program, reading the program. As you know, I found your sister's name in the program.
I don't even think Rose knows that she's in the program.
Rose doesn't even know she's in there, okay? So there's one scene that's a remarkable scene where they talk about it's in our DNA, which is about mm-hmm. the Jewish people being, you know, comedians.
That was the best part of the show.
Yeah, and they have these videos of Alan King and Tony Fields and Groucho Marx, Jerry Stiller, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all over the place. And that itself, I wanted to tell the guy who wrote the show, because he was there. He was mm-hmm. in the audience with me Friday. I wanted to say, you can make a whole show out of that. that could be a show. Just having all these things and then having comedians, you know, other people live do some of their jokes. It might be worthwhile thinking about and doing it. So, Bubby, so for those of you who are not Jewish, Bubby is a Jewish term for grandmother. In most cases, it's used by the father's mother is the Bubby. The okay. mother's is the grandmother.
Okay.
That's how I grew up. I mean, that's what I had. So we got to see two different ladies do it. I thought, you know, and I've never seen Carla act before. I've only mm-hmm. watched her as a cabaret performer. I think she did a very, very nice job. I was, you know, kind of impressed. Andrew Pond is the guy who kind of impressed me most. I've seen Andrew at a lot of shows where I didn't think he had too much talent. Okay. And in this particular case, he showed a lot
he
of
really
good
did.
Comic bits. The only thing I didn't like about what they did with him was having him in the chorus numbers with the Babette, with the Bobettes. He's the stage manager. He should be backstage. If he becomes another character mm-hmm. in the skits, it made sense. He was great in those. But it didn't make sense for the stage manager to burst into song and dance with them until the finale. That's the only real criticism I had. Otherwise, Andrew Pond, this was the best thing I've ever seen you do. And you should, your forte, it appears, is comedy.
Yeah.
You should be doing more comedy.
Everybody had great timing in this show. And you know what? I'll be honest. You do not have to be Jewish to enjoy this show, really.
But it wouldn't hurt. Okay, so here's the thing. I'd like to give away some tickets, Frank. What do you think?
Oh, that's
give
a, great, away some tickets? A great show to
All
get
right,
tickets
so,
to.
Here's what I'm looking for, a good contest. Let's see. Okay, let's see if somebody paid attention. If someone can call 773-763-9278 and tell us the name of the theater where this takes place, it's in Skokie, tell us the name of the theater in Skokie, you can have a pair of tickets to go see this show,
cooking
okay? 773-763-9278. The show is running until August 22nd. It only has performances Thursdays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Fridays and Sundays at 2 p.m., so they're not hearing any of this
no,
at all.
No, they're not hearing it.
They're on.
They're
but,
on stage.
But we will send them the tape later. It's okay, so if somebody has an answer, call in, and if you call in, you got a pair of tickets, and we'll probably give away a pair of tickets next week, too.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show, you know, and we need good... Now that the pandemic is technically over for us for a little while.
They're saying, you know, it's not over. I did not hear the fat lady sing.
No, not quite.
So until we hear the fat lady sing, it ain't over, man.
But right now, because everything's open, get out there and see some of these great shows,
right.
You know.
Yeah, back to my move, I do want to say one thing. One of the funny things that happened with our move is that when the painters were putting up the door in the bathroom, in the closet that's in the bathroom, evidently they didn't notice that there was something a little broken at the bottom. So the door was kind of wavering. But they guys, Fred and his guys, came back yesterday on a Saturday when the condo association does not allow repairs. They got in and they fixed it all. And so I want a big, big thank you to Fred from Dad Rass Painting. 847-749-8227. He doesn't let you down.
Did you disguise them so they didn't look like painters?
No, I didn't do anything. What I did is I said to the security people, I said, the door fell on me. That's why I'm all bruised.
Oh, okay. you got the bruises.
I got the bruises, which we'll talk about later. We'll talk about the bruises a little bit later, okay, because I don't want Dr. Taylor to go, you know, he's done a great job.
Yeah, because we cannot show these hands now.
No,
and then Dr.
You don't want to look at these hands. I don't even want to look at these hands. I walk around, you know, I have to wear gloves almost all the time. Okay, looks like we got a caller. Hello.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Shirley James.
Oh, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're great.
We're great.
Can you hear it in our voices?
Yeah,
can you see
good.
It in our smiles?
Okay. You can tell it's not raining.
I feel it.
It's a beautiful day like today.
I feel the happiness.
Great.
All right. Great. So you have an answer for us.
Yes, it's the Skokie Theater.
Oh, fantastic. You're paying attention.
This
is
a very easy question. Are you close to Skokie?
I am.
Oh, perfect. So you're gonna love this show.
Yeah, you are. So you stay on the line. Devin will take your information.
I will.
And we will send you a certificate, okay?
Great. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
So
you also went to another show.
I went to another show. That's the nice thing. Twice in a week, which is really good for me. I went to Overshadow Productions. I've talked about this theater company out in Medina a couple times now because they do some excellent, excellent work. And they did an off-Broadway show called The Marvelous Wanderettes. It is a musical that is hysterically funny. It brings you back. Al would have remembered. What year was your prom?
1959.
This is 1958 prom. You know,
well, I wasn't there.
And remember, in your prom, did you do it at the school?
Yes.
So it wasn't like it is nowadays where they all go out to these fancy restaurants.
Right. No, we were in the gym.
In the gym.
I was on the committee that did some of the decorating.
Oh, did you?
And all that stuff, yeah.
So they did this. They decorated the whole thing just like the gym and the way they would do it in the 50s. And they had all their sports awards that were up on this. They do an excellent job at this theater.
So now, this theater was outside or inside?
Inside. It's an inside theater. It holds about 200 people. But they don't fill it up to capacity.
All right, so how did they do it? Because I know at Skokie, they had it separated pretty nice.
They had separation by 2 to 3 seats on the sides of you and then behind you and
so
stuff.
So you felt comfortable.
Oh, very comfortable in this theater. Now, the only thing you got to remember about this theater and this show is it's interactive with the audience. So they do pick audience members to
and
participate.
You?
So I got to play Mr. Lee, who is the art teacher who one of the Wanderettes has a thing for. I had to come on stage the whole bit. So it was really a great show. The music is in the first half is all 50s. So from 1958, all those prom songs that you heard. Then the second act is 10 years later, their high school reunion. So you learn about the highs and lows of how friendships break up, what happens to friendships and all this. And then the music is all 60s. And I mean, they did such great songs, like Leader of the Pack, The Rebel.
So they're all real songs that were top 40, type songs.
All the top 40 songs.
Right, so if we go back to what we saw in Skokie a couple of weeks ago when they did the 50s and the 60s mm-hmm. each act, it's those kind of songs. So if you...
But they did a lot more of the songs that you would really know.
They put a story with it.
They put a story, and they were songs that... All that we remember in prom. So they were the slow love songs and all the others.
So did you get to dance with somebody while you...
that's going to give away something. But in the second half, yes, I have to come back on stage because I won't tell you. I can't tell you. But it's funny. It's really a good show. Reba, who's the artistic director for this theater, does excellent work. It's a very comfortable theater. The seats are nice. They're staging, but their music is always good. So I give it a definitely go there. It's a beautiful drive. It took me 30 minutes from Chicago.
And tell people how to buy tickets.
So to get tickets, you need to go on to overshadow.org, O-R-G, or you can get tickets at 630-634-2100, and it's playing till July 31st, and they have 4 sets of tickets, so they range all the way from $13 to $23. So it's very
reasonable.
Did you
put that all in your review?
Yes. I don't think I put the money part in.
Okay, we got to fix that. We'll put that up and post it so people can read Frank's big experience. He's a star. Frank is now a star.
So it was a fun show. I do highly recommend it.
Okay, good. Julia is last night was at the Oak Park Festival Theater, which is a cool outdoor theater they do in a park called the Austin Gardens area, which is right by downtown.
Yeah.
And you can bring food and you bring a chair or you can rent a chair. And so we'll get her review will be up. And that runs until August 21st.
So she actually got to go to a real theater this time.
She got to go to a real theater this time. And she's seeing The Tempest.
I remember that book, too.
So. It's kind of nice to be able to report. I'm going this Wednesday to Broadway in Chicago, the theater's in town, which is like it's like a dinner, and then it is a Cirque du Soleil type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a note already from our friend Paul Lesnick, who said, you're going to love it. You're going to love it a second time. I saw the original production.
You saw the original before, yeah.
And this is a new production. But he wanted me to know because he knew I wasn't, because of the move, I couldn't go the day he went. So I'm going Wednesday night. Jane and I are going, and we're going to make our first venture downtown.
Ooh.
we're going to be going to the Goodman in a couple of weeks. So theater is starting to open, which means we're going to be having some tickets to give away again. Mm-hmm. So those of you who are theater people, you will see that we will have some things to give you, a little contest for you to win. Stand-up comedy, live, instead of... Every week I've been telling people about Mark Klaber's productions and all these things that are happening in different places online. Well, he has stand-up comedy returning Saturday, July 24th in a place in Buffalo Grove. I'm not going to say the name. Okay. But he's got the Nobody's Funny Tour, direct from L.A., Jessica Winther, Eugenia Kuzmina, Terry S., and Christine Peak. It's $20, including show and a glass of wine. And you can get the tickets by calling 847-459-4095. Now, if someone can tell me the name of this restaurant club where it's going to happen, I'm not going to give you tickets because I don't have any to give, but I am going to give you a gift card to go to that restaurant and buy dinner. Okay, so the number here, 773-763-9278. All I need to know is the name of the restaurant.
Okay. And I think you mentioned it earlier today.
I may have. Who
you
knows?
You might have.
You know what? I'm a hinter. I'm a hinter.
You're very good at hinting that stuff out.
All right. Before we know it, we're going to have a little guest. Not a little. We're going to have a guest after the break. But I want to talk about one of my dearest, I love, Ann Filmer from the 16th Street Theater.
Okay.
She's been there 14 years. She started this theater in a little Park District. I don't know if you want to even call it a theater. It's at 40 seats or something with a little tiny stage. And is resigned from being the artistic director. She founded it at the end of August. She's going to be going for whatever's next for her. I haven't heard what her new thing is, and I don't know who's going to. But I think the people of Chicago, and especially Berwyn, have to thank this woman for some of the beauty that she has brought to the stages and to some of the diversity that she's brought, including doing shows about Indians and shows about the Hispanic community and the African American community, and she has really opened the doors to everybody because Berwyn and the Cicero area are communities that really are everything.
It's
if you're alive, you've lived in. There's people just like you in that town. So, good luck to you, and stay in touch with us, and let us know where you're going, what you're doing. Okay? All right. So I want to remind people that everything's going on down at the Grand Park Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
This week is, let's see, we got some music. Is Bruckner, Wednesday, July 21st, is Bruckner, E minor Mass. And on Friday and Saturday, Dvorak New World Symphony.
There's, okay. You know, this week was kind of crazy with the weather and stuff, but you know what? Get out there. You know, but you know what? The weathermen are wrong half the time anyways.
Well,
the
weatherman only has to be right 50% of the time is really how they look at it. That's always been the thing. So I do want to apologize to Dr. Taylor only because I was going to post some more things and talk about my hands.
You can't post anything
right now.
He's
doing my hand therapy. But I have, even with the gloves on, I take the gloves off. And I've been bumping into things. My hands looked so good last week. And now I look at them and say, what the heck? I have. And I put some of that
cream?
No, this Band-Aids by liquid Band-Aid that you put on. So it looks like somebody glued my hand. But Dr. Taylor's a great guy, and he's done beautiful work. And if anybody needs some back help, if you've got a problem with your back, he is saying, come on, I'll take care of you. So all you got to do, call here, 773-763-9278. We'll give you a one-hour session for your back alignment, so he'll take care of you, okay?
You know what?
You don't have to answer anything. You just got to call and say,
yeah, just tell us about your back problem.
Yeah, just tell us about your back problem.
If you're over the age of 45, you're starting to have back problems, so you need to call. But I can attest, his hands were really looking good. But this is what you get for being on a blood thinner for as long as you have.
Right.
So.
And before we take the break, I do want to remind people that Santa's Village is open. It is running. And we do have a contest going on.
Yes, we do.
I want to give away tickets. So we got Santa Springs, which is a water park. And today, I think at the water park would probably be
perfect
a good place to be.
Yes.
This is out in East Dundee. Now, these are tickets that are worth $28 a ticket. There's a four-pack available. So if you go to the website, there's two things on the website. One of them is a coloring contest for kids. They color it. They can either mail it here to the station. That's WCPT at 5475 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, 60630, which it's on there. Or you can write a little letter saying why you want to go to Santa's Village. Talk about an experience that you had. And you can even email that to me at albreslov@yahoo.com. Or you can even, if you color that picture, you can take it into Phoenix Flame in Niles.
8010 North Waukegan Road in Niles.
Right, at Oakton. And you take it in there and he'll take it from you and put it into the contest from there. So let's do all these good things.
And if you go to Phoenix Flame, ask him to try his new chocolate nut tort. It's to die for, you like chocolate.
Yeah, well, if you don't like chocolate, it probably wouldn't work. Okay, so we are going to take a little break. And then when we come back, we are going to be talking to, her name is Marty Lyons. She is the new artistic director of Remy Bumpo Theater Company. And we're going to talk about Remy Bumpo and what's going on. It's one of our very favorite theater companies. So let's take a few minutes. We'll see you on the other side. You're listening to WCPT 820 Around the Town, Chicago. Want to buy a watch? When I think of watches, I think Howard Frum. Since 1976, Howard has been the watch guy in Chicago. Top quality brands, including vintage Rolex, sales, service. It all awaits you at 5 South Wabash. Just call 312-332-5999. www.howardfrum.com. Not just quality watches. Diamonds and other gems are available as well as repairs. Howard has been my guy for a long time. Let him be yours, too. Furniture shopping can be work. In most of the chain stores, one finds people who only want to close the sale. We have found a store that is unique. Ambiance Furniture Outlet in Arlington Heights, a family-owned and operated true outlet store, wants to make you happy. Sam the Man has been in the business for over 40 years, finding quality merchandise from top manufacturers and making the best deals so that you can save up to 70%. Free delivery on the same day of orders over $1,000. Zero interest financing up to 36 months. If you've had some credit problems, Sam says, welcome to the club. He will get you financed. Call Sam direct, 312-877-8666. Ambiance Furniture Outlet is located at 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights, next to Tony's Finer Foods. Tell him Al sent you. Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member. Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership. The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soup, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. From their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village, fresh, local, delivered. Are you all knotted up? Too much stress because of the isolation of COVID? Well, help is on the way. Introducing Unknot Mobile Massage, offering an exceptional way to get the relief that you need. Beatrice Padilla, a licensed massage therapist, will come to your home and make your day. She handles it all. She brings the table, the sheets, the lotion, music, and of greatest importance, the experience that she can tailor each massage for you. The fee is based on time, so whether you prefer cupping, Swedish, or deep pressure, there are no surprises. You can get a 60-minute session or 90 minutes. Renew and restore your body and mind without ever leaving your home. Unknot Mobile Massage works the North Shore and North Suburbs. But if you have a request, call her at 224-415-4002. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. And we are back. And before we pick up Marty, I want to send my congratulations on their anniversary to Howard and Bunny Frum. Oh. Howard, send a watch. I want to buy a watch.
He needs a new battery for his watch.
I need a new battery. After this week of moving, I need a lot of new batteries. I'm finding out. Okay. Is Marty with us? Marty, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Marty.
Hello, I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to have you join us. And congratulations on your new assignment. Hopefully, you're happy as everybody is about it.
Thank you. Yes, I am. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're very, very happy to have you. Are there big things happening now? I know you guys moved theaters, and I was a little, Frank and I were talking about it. Mm-hmm. Remy Bumpo for years and years and years was at the Greenhouse.
Right.
And you got the larger of the theaters always. And now you're playing at, you're moved to Stage 773, correct?
Theater Wit.
Oh, Theater Wit. Okay.
Theater Wit.
All right. Excellent. So that's a 99-seat theater.
Yep, you know it well, yes.
Yeah. That's a smaller theater.
Yeah, well, they're all the theater widths are 99. Yeah. I think maybe one is 100. But so is there a reason that you wanted to go to a more intimate, smaller space, or just decided to do it?
Yeah, you know, the space switch was a little before my time, but I will say that we're very excited to be back live in the theater and in proximity with other people gathering as a community to
right.
experience art together. We can't wait. But yes, the move was before my time.
Okay. Yeah, so do you know what your plans are for when you plan to open? Is it coming soon?
Yes. Yeah, so we are excited to be back on stage in early 2022.
Okay. So early 2022. Okay. All right, because everybody's got different things happening. I know that Porch Lightscape one day, and this guy's got another day, and I think Theo Ubike is talking 2022. So I think everybody's trying to be a little safe on this to make sure. Mm-hmm. Is that the feeling?
Yeah, I think that producers, at least I'll speak for myself and for Remy Bumpo, I think we're trying to be really thoughtful both about bringing collaborators and audiences back into the space together. And I think that we're, you know, doing really well as a city and opening back up and getting to see and be in person with each other again. And I think we'll know even more and have more experience under our belt coming out of the pandemic by early 2022.
Yeah, because a lot of theater companies have done a few outdoors things, and it seemed to be effective and seemed to have worked. But you can't guarantee the weather, especially in Chicago.
Yeah, for sure.
If you don't like the weather, you can wait 5 minutes and you'll have a whole new weather forecast.
So true.
So what are the plans? Do you have any plans yet? Is any plays that you've decided that you're going to unleash in 2022? Are you still in the talking stages and reviewing and looking?
Yeah, we are still collaborating, the ensemble and I, as to put together our season, but we hope to be able to announce in the early fall. That's what we're planning on. And everything we're discussing, even though I can't talk about it yet, I can tell you.
Okay.
Because I know you had a season for 2019-20, but a lot of that was canceled. So none of those shows are going to come back then that you end up canceling?
I can't speak to that yet.
But okay. This is a secret.
Everything's a secret.
I have to take a break. I'm gonna swear him into secrecy right now, so he can stop asking questions.
I won't tell anybody.
There's only us and all radio world and 50,000 watt station hits. So
hopefully, I'm building an air of mystery around this.
It does. It sounds very, very mysterious. It makes me. I won't be able to sleep for a year. Waiting and with bated breath. Okay, hey Frank, do your bated breath.
But you know what? Do tell us a little bit about you, because I don't know that much about you.
Oh, how could you not know much about her? She is part of a bunch of theater companies. She's all over the place. You've been around for a while. Even though you're very young.
My Alzheimer's kicks in when it comes to this.
You started very young, I'm sure.
But your face does. But I saw your picture. I said, well, she is very good looking. And so she.
I carry a picture in my wallet.
Oh, it's in your wallet?
Okay. I carry a picture in my wallet. Don't tell Jane.
Okay.
Well, you know, I can't speak to that either. But what I will say is that. Yeah, I mean, I came up as a freelance director. I'm very excited to be stepping into this role of artistic director. And I've worked many cities, many places. So recently I did iBanquo for Chicago Shakespeare Theater.
Right.
This summer, in addition to taking over this AD position, I'm directing a Cymbeline in Spring Green at American Players Theater. And I also, before the pandemic, I directed Witch by Jen Silverman at the Geffen Playhouse, which won the LA Critics Circle Award for Best Direction, Best Production, Best Actor. And that play, Witch, was also done, had the world premiere at Writers Theater, obviously, in Glencoe.
Yes.
And then I also frequent D.C., where I've worked at Woolly Mammoth, and I've had repeated collaborations at Studio Theater.
Yeah, and are you still a member of The Gift Theater Company?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am still an ensemble with The Gift, and I'm a proud associate with Sideshow Theater.
Yeah, The Gift Theater is one of my favorite little theaters,
Frank's
house. Yes. But I, many, many years ago, I worked at a Milwaukee, Irving, and Cicero, and where The Gift Theater is next door to it was a men's clothing store, and I worked for one at Six Corners, and we carried the same brand. So if we ran out of a certain shirt, I would have to go there. And that, where the Gift Theater is, was his warehouse. That's where he stored stuff. So every time I go there, I want to grab a shirt off the shelf, but there's no shelf.
And it's one of the tiniest little theaters in Chicago, that's why it's a fun place.
But it's, let's get back to Remy Bumble. We want to go back to where she is. That's her main, the main thing for talking. So I've never known what Remy Bumble came from. It's from a play, right?
It's funny. It was the name of the two founders. They had a dog and a cat. And so those were the pet names that they put together to form the theater company name.
Really?
Which was very fitting for me because my husband and I got a pandemic puppy. And her name is Matilda.
Oh.
And so, I'm sure she'll be a part of the Remy Bumpo life, and certainly we are a pet loving company.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good. My daughter will be very happy. Julie will love knowing that because she's involved with Pets for Paws, the Paws program, and she's a psychologist for animals.
I can't believe that we actually have psychologists and psychiatrists for animals.
Well,
you know, I'll tell you, we see one. Our dog is a rescue, and so we saw an amazing vet behaviorist. I cannot speak highly enough about vet behaviorists. Please tell your daughter I really admire her work.
Yeah, she's. I will tell her when I see her later this evening.
Do they come with a little couch?
a little couch and treats.
Oh, okay.
Got to bring treats. You got to always have treats. So we know the plans. We're happy to know that you're at the helm. We're looking forward to, you know what? Time has flown so fast recently. The period of time during when we were all in hibernation, where every day except Sunday was the only day that I recognized, all the rest of the days were Blur's Day. Now we know that theater's opening. Now we know that it won't be long. You guys will be in rehearsal. You'll be announcing this secretive, mysterious group of plays.
You've got to let us know what they're going to be eventually.
Okay, well, here's the thing. When you're ready, okay, we want you, when you have the schedule ready, you're going to come on again. You're going to come back, and we're going to go over, and you're going to break the mystery for us right here live, okay?
You're going to have to be. You know, Remy Bumpel, people in Chicago should know this. It has a 25-year history of great stuff. I mean, they are really one of the most unique theater companies that we have. That
educational, sophisticated comedy, drama, it's all there. They do it all.
And so you're taking the alms of a wonderful theater company. So.
So, congratulations. Welcome. And we hope very, very soon. What area do you live in?
Edgewater.
Ah, my old Edgewater. Neck of the woods.
Okay. So, I'm going to say, off the air, you're going to give Devin your information. We're going to send you a gift card, and you're going to be able to go to Stacked and Folded. Wonderful little place in Evanston. It's not far. You can even take the L to get there. You don't even have to drive. You get off at Noise, go down the stairs, go get yourself some great food, and enjoy, okay?
Thank you so much. And I'll look forward to seeing you both in 2022.
We look forward to seeing you.
All
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
I love that theater. Do you remember that one play, Sylvia and the Goat?
Of course. That's actually not one play. Sylvia and the Goat is actually like two plays. It's almost like two.
It was such a wonderful production that they did.
Well, the Goodman did it as well. You know that.
And I know the Goodman did, but somehow they did such a wonderful.
First of all, the big thing is when you're in a smaller theater and it's more intimate, you're up close, personal with the actors. When you're sitting in a larger venue, you're so far away, sometimes you don't feel like you're really there. It's, you know, that's why they have opera glasses when you go to the opera.
So, yeah, their production was just so wonderful. And everything that they do is just so perfect.
Yeah. So let's talk about a few outdoor things that are happening left, because we're the Outback Summer Sessions up in Skokie. We're back to Skokie again.
Yes.
are still going on. And here's what's coming up this week. On July 23rd. We've only just begun. Our good friend Heidi Kettering is doing her Karen Carpenter show. That's also at the Outback. Now, the Outback is on at NorthshoreCenter.org is where you'll see the information and buy tickets. This is outside, behind the theater, in what was the parking lot for handicap. I guess that was the handicap spaces.
Yeah.
And it's very well organized, very well done, beautiful stage. It is really, really nice there. So
just bring a comfortable chair and you get to enjoy.
Bring your chair. They have some chairs you can rent, but it's just as easy. Bring your own chair. There's a parking lot. There's free garage parking right there. So it's a piece of cake, okay? They are doing on July 24th the Okie Dokie Brothers. On July 25th, the Chicago Philharmonic.
That should be a wonderful show.
And then the big one that's coming up that I want people to know about, because next week, hopefully, we will have Walter Stearns and Jean Dizon on to talk about Theater Wit Park and Play Cabaret. This is a strange thing. We just talked about Theater Wit. The Mercury Theater people are going to be doing a show to raise money for Theater Wit.
Oh, isn't that cool?
Does that show what a wonderful world the theater world is?
That is
unbelievable. So it's a one night only, under the direction of Mercury Theater's Chicago Walter Stearns and Eugene Dizon. They will be doing a show called Ring in a Bright New Day. It's a cabaret. It'll take you on a powerful journey from the dark days of the past, which is the COVID past, into a bright future ahead. They're going to have songs from Spamalot, from Ragtime, from lots of Broadway shows. So you'll want to check that. 847-673-6300, NorthShoreCenter.org. /summer sessions.
Did Walter call you? Because I did tell him to call you. Because I did go to the cabaret Wednesday.
I know you went to their opening.
I went to their opening.
Their open house. And I know that. But Walter didn't call me. I got a call from Eugene.
Oh, did you?
But we're going to get that set up. We're going to get them. I don't think. Are we allowed to have guests come to the studio yet or not?
I have like one probably.
Okay. So we might be able to. These guys come as a pair.
They're a pair. No matter what you do, you can't
separate
them.
Them. Where would you be without me, Walter?
We'll stick a mask on.
Nobody knows where you'd be. Okay, so I want to reach out to Fred again because I don't want people to think that Fred. I think you're the best painter I've ever dealt with. I gotta tell you. Did you call him yet?
No, not yet. Because I'm not going to do painting for. I have to wait till somebody leaves.
Oh, okay. So. Remember this, everybody. If you call Dad Rass Painting at 847-749-8227, if you mention Around the Town Chicago, you're going to get $50 off. You don't have to mention until after he quotes, though. Oh. Here's how. It's a little secret.
No, I didn't know about that one.
Do the quote. Get the quote, then mention Around the Town. Because if you say it up front,
yeah, they're gonna.
Hey, Fred's a nice guy, but he's still, I can play with the numbers. Don't let him play with the numbers. He's good. I love him. But don't let him play with your numbers, okay?
That's something I would do. I would say, before he gives me the quote, I would say, can I mention Around the Town Chicago?
Ding dong. I'm just being nice about it. I'm just doing it the way that I think is right. All right. I want to make a comment to people who love theater and feel, I can't afford it, blah, blah, blah. How would you like to go to about 100 plays a year?
Oh, that would be nice.
Okay. So the Jeff Awards, we always talk about them. Mm-hmm. We talk about the Jeff Awards. We talk about Jeff Recommended. Twice a year, they have big awards parties. One is for equity. One is for non-equity. They are looking for people who are interested in being members of the Jeff Committee. Now, it is
a commitment.
A big commitment. Okay. It is a large commitment because if you are assigned to see certain plays, you have a certain number of plays you have to see. And then at the end, before the time to when a play gets nominated or it gets recommended, you have to see a percentage of those. So I think in order to, I think the number is 50%. All members must attend and vote on a minimum of 50% of Jeff recommended productions. Now,
that's
there's probably 120 a year that are Jeff recommended. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're equity or non-equity, I don't know exactly how that works. But if you're interested, if you're ready to make a commitment, you want to get involved, here's what you can do. You can send an email to membership@jeffawards.com. Tell them your interest. They will send you some information for you to fill out a form or whatever so they get a better idea about you. And then you take it from there.
If you had, if you had a theater background and then you had a normal job and now you're trying, now I want to start seeing more theater because you're thinking maybe retiring soon too. It's a great thing. I mean, one of my best friends, John, I introduced him to the Jeff Committee one day because I took him over to the theater and they were there doing a show and he ended up enjoying it. Did he end up joining?
I think
later.
He ended up being more than just a joiner.
No, he's more than a joiner. He's not. he went from non-equity to equity. Yeah, he's one of the big time.
But I think
people.
He also plans on some of the.
He does a lot of all their some. He does a lot of stuff. But John has always been
and
great.
And people like Susan, Susan Hames, who this is part of her. She and her husband when Harlan was alive, they never missed anything, and she's been in charge of this and in charge of that, and she still loves
Susan
going.
Susan made it to almost every performance. Yeah. I mean, there's a commitment to it.
And it is a commitment. But if you're interested, do it. And of course, you get to meet us too.
You get to meet everybody, and you get the best tickets in the house.
Yeah, you get good seats, and you know you only get one, and mostly for you. But it's a commitment that you make because you love theater and because you want to participate and be part of the theater scene. It's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling to know that you're part of it. And then when you talk about Jeff and you talk about these awards, you could be, hey, I'm part of that. You know.
Yeah, considering, now, let's be honest, Al sees more than the Jeff Committee sometimes sees, but he's up there into the 200 range.
Yeah, it's a big thing, and I love theater.
He went through withdrawal for 15 months. It was driving him crazy.
This is going, it was absolutely nuts. I was watching old movies. I was watching new movies. I didn't care. I watched anything just to watch something. So I want to give away something. So anybody who's got anything that they want to talk about, just call in. I'll give you something, okay?
Try and stump us.
773-763-9278. Tell us anything. We've got a few minutes left. Let's give away some things, okay? If there's a place that we've talked about that you want us to send you to, that if I have it available, I'll be happy to give it to you. I'm still looking for an answer for the name of the place that's in Buffalo Grove where they're going to be doing this comedy club. We got a few minutes. 773-763-9278. Let's hear the call come in.
There's a lot of good stuff out there, and there's a lot of good theater that's out there. So people, you know, let us know. We'll tell you exactly what's going on. We can even tell you how to get discounted.
Yeah, there's a lot of auditions going on now too for, you know, some of the theaters are doing things. So if you're somebody who aspires to be an actor, go to theaterinchicago.com. Theater spelled R-E. And then there's a little place that says auditions, and click that. There are a whole bunch of things. Some of them are paying, non-union, but paying, and some of them are not. I know the Metropolis Theater is going to be doing a show that they're looking for that pays at Arlington Heights. So for a suburbanite, you don't want to run into the city, or as Bubby would say, schlep.
Schlep yourself.
You don't want to schlep. There's suburban stuff, and I'm pretty sure there's some other things going on. So there's like 10 or 12 things up there now for auditions.
And especially when you get onto theater in Chicago, they list so many things that are playing right now that's live. So it is growing.
Yeah, Mark does a great job with that.
My goal is to get to Second City soon because they're open.
Yeah, they're open. And I think it's going to be happening. The new show will be very soon. My understanding is. And there's a whole bunch. We're going to the Magic Show.
Over at the hotel?
No. The Magic that's on Clark Street.
The one in the secret building.
They're reopening.
Does anybody know what that secret building was?
I don't know if we'll have time to get there. Let's see if we get...
Someone dial real quick on that one.
Yeah, we got to go fast, right?
You got 3 minutes.
Are we live here?
Yeah, let's do it. They're on. 708, you're on.
You're on.
Hi. This is Jim Olds in Burbank, Illinois.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
Yeah.
I had this wild idea about theater. How about, remember Hit Parade on the TV years and years ago?
Sure, your Hit Parade. Lucky Strike Cigarettes was a sponsor.
Yeah, let's do a Hit Parade of plays in the Chicago area. Let's design a TV program for Chicago area.
Hit
Parade of plays.
That's a good idea. That's a real good idea. Do a little, you know, it's like they had a show years ago at the Del Prado Hotel called the Broadway Hits of Broadway. That's pretty much what it was. They did different little scenes and different little songs from Broadway shows of the time.
Right now, I'm talking about the hits that are going on in the Chicago area.
Oh, I know. It's the same idea. I think I appreciate your idea. I appreciate you calling in. Now, you live in the South. You live out South
Bay. Burbank.
You go downtown, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay, you can send you downtown. We're going to send you to the Russian Tea Time.
Ooh, that's
okay,
nice.
Okay, so you can just hop on the L. You get to the L and take the L down. You don't have to worry about parking, all the other stuff. And you can have a little bit of maybe go for a vodka and some pickles.
Oh.
Got to have those dill pickles when you have that vodka. Okay.
Okay.
Great. All right, great. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Do you remember the great, that wonderful show called Forbidden Broadway?
Of course.
And it constantly changed every two or three years for the newest stuff. I loved it because it was a spoof on every Broadway show.
Well, they did the same thing with Hamilton, too. You know, and they did that at the Royal George, which is no longer a theater.
Yeah.
That was done there, too. Forbidden Broadway is down there. But, yeah, there's a lot of things to be done. Now that we have theater coming back, and I'm feeling so, so good about it. I also want to reach out, thank my friend Greg for coming over, hanging pictures for us, because my hands were
endless. Oh, I thought you were hanging them. Oh.
No, I got Greg to do it. Greg is like having another son. It's like I have a guy who we bowl with, and he just, anything I need, he's coming.
Do you
out.
Actually put holes in the wall, or do you use those other
No, we
hangers.
Put holes. You, gotta, you do? Yeah. Yeah, you got to put a hole in the wall, otherwise how's
after,
it gonna,
after all that money of pain. You're like going, oh,
I know. But Fred, we were careful.
Okay. We're out of time.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week. And we are going to have some theater come out. We'll have some tickets to give away, some dinners. Have a great week, everybody.
See you next week.
The preceding program, Around the Town Chicago, has been sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.